The first case of the deadly coronavirus.
More than 200,000 people have now died.
350,000 COVID deaths.
500,000 confirmed deaths.
Life and loss in America have taken on new meaning in the past year.
To get through this pandemic, we have all put on our armor.
In The Longest Year, a four-part series from the PBS NewsHour, Americans share the ways a tiny but powerful virus has changed us. The medical community raced to keep up. The racial divide across the country came into sharper focus. And life as we knew it turned upside down.
My mother was the hugging type. I miss those the most.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, The Longest Year, wherever you listen to podcasts.
The latest jobs report shows a surprising rebound in the American labor market. Employers added a net of 379,000 new jobs in February, and the unemployment rate fell a tenth of a percentage point to 6.2%. The rise in employment comes as the Senate is debating a massive coronavirus relief bill, poised to bring economic aid to millions who were struggling during this pandemic. Our congressional correspondent Lisa Desjardins brings us the latest on the negotiations. So, Lisa, tell us where things stand. We know at one point they had stopped debating. Where does it stand right now?
That's still the case, Judy. Senate Democrats, even as they were taking to the field today on this relief bill, instantly hit a major obstacle, and it is over the timing of unemployment benefits, and it surrounds one of their own members, Democratic Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin. He is indicating behind closed scenes, according to my sources, that he would like those extended unemployment benefits to end perhaps in July. Democrats had earlier announced a deal that would extend them through the end of September into October. And that has led to an impasse, even at this moment when Democrats hope they would be flying closer to the finish line. We're still waiting to see how this resolves tonight.
So with all that's going on, Lisa, tell us what is changing, if anything, in the bill, and who would be affected?
That's right. There are major provisions that are still in play tonight, and they obviously have major impact across the country. Let's look at that. First of all, those $1,400 checks, the slightly more limited version now in Senate Democrats' plan would still affect about 150 million Americans those checks would go to. Now, on unemployment, $300 added a week seems to be what we're talking about. It's just a matter of how long that would last. That could affect 10 to 18 million Americans, depending on when exactly we're talking about over the next 6 months. And then housing help. There's billions in here to help people facing possible eviction. That we're talking about somewhere between 30 and 40 million Americans, if they don't get that help, nervous about paying their rent and their mortgages. Something else I want to talk about that we don't get to is just the sheer scope of this bill. Here's a way of thinking about how massive this bill is. First of all, it's $1.9 trillion, as we've been talking about. How much is that? That is equal to all individual income taxes paid in 2019, so the last kind of normal year before the pandemic. And it's also twice the amount, more than twice the amount, of the total stimulus that was passed in 2009 under President Obama to deal with the recession. Remember, at that time, that was seen as a massive bill. This is more than twice as large.
Our perspectives have changed in so many ways. Lisa Desjardins reporting on what is happening with that legislation. Thank you, Lisa.